Yeah, that's a classic. That is a classic. The Kettle from Colosseum. Great John Heisman on drums. Clem Clempson on guitar. Yeah, just a great band. Dick Henstall Smith in there as well on saxophones. I like both versions of that classic British band. Colosseum 2 with Gary Moore, of course, and Don Airey. The original version of Colosseum doing some great instrumentals and vocal tracks as well. Boston in the Higher Power. You know, I know Boston are kind of, you know, hit and miss with me. They put out some really schmaltzy crap in their day, but that Higher Power is a really powerful song. Even though it has religious connotations. Rockin' Every Night, Gary Moore, Corridors of Power, classic Moore rockin' tune. One of the things I get irritated about is that, Gary Moore is a great blues guitar player. I see that a lot. And people have only discovered him as a blues guitar player. But, you know, come on. I mean, the guy has been around for like 40 years before that, and they don't want to explore that kind of... I love Gary Moore since like late 70s. And my famous Gary Moore story, other than actually spending a day with him back in the 80s, was I went to see a Thin Lizzy concert back in Liverpool in 1978 when Brian Robertson was still in the band, and Colosseum were playing at Eric's, which is a famous club in Liverpool, small, dank, and basement, I believe. And Thin Lizzy band members went to see Colosseum play later that night. I wish I was there for that one. That would have been a good place to be. Yeah. I've got a few Thin Lizzy stories here and there. Yes, I did meet Gary Moore and spend the day with him back in 1984 or 5 when he was here with Rush. And, of course, Rush making headlines themselves these days with their comeback after 10 years at the Juno Awards on the weekend. Last weekend? This weekend? No, last weekend. Yes, last Sunday. Mixed reviews. Mixed reviews. Drummer's great. Alex sounded great. Geddy's bass playing was fine. They added a keyboard player. Geddy's singing left a little bit to be desired. He was not that great last 10 years ago. He wasn't that, you know. But old age, I mean, it's not a criticism. I mean, it's inevitable that you don't keep the range. But I don't know. He's singing to me. I couldn't make out any words, you know. One thing I did really like was that Alex had the Peter Green, Gary Moore, Greeny Les Paul tribute guitar that Gibson had put out. It wasn't when using the cheap version that I use, but yeah, it was kind of interesting, I thought. Anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to change gears a little bit. We're going to still play some prog rock and a little bit of alternative kind of rock stuff. This next track is by a band confusingly called Blank, and it's from a CD I picked up years ago when I was in the UK called Progressive Disturbance Volume 2, and it features quite a few kind of local, down the leagues a little bit, and the name is... The band is called Blank, and it was a little confusing because I thought it was just, it didn't come out correctly on the ID tag, but no, the name of the band is Blank. Anyway, this is a track called Perfect Illusion, and I don't think I've ever played this on the show before. Oh, I did. In 2021, I played it. There we go. On the 21st of February 2021, I played it. Oh, well, okay. All right, let's play it and let's have a look what it sounds like.
Love the cry, and the